Greetings and salutations, my beautiful people of GWA. I hope you're doing well this evening. Well, I mean, it's evening for me, but depending on when you're listening to this, it may not be. But, what brings me here? Why am I recording? What am I doing? It's been a wish of mine for a long, long, long time to ride a dick. Let's not beat around the bush here. So I don't have access to an actual one right now. So I have a silicone dildo. So we're gonna do that. Let me say, though, too, I have ridden a dildo before. Not for an extended period of time. I didn't actually orgasm riding it. And my foot cramped up halfway through trying to, like, fucking bounce on the toy. It just was not good. I was frustrated with myself and also laughing because just why? I can never have good things, apparently. Like, God, I just wanted to come on the toy, or like, well, not come, but just have fun on the toy. But no, not allowed. It's been a long day. If I'm not making much sense, I apologize. It's been a long week. It's a Friday. Thank God. I think we can all kind of relate to that. But I was trying to figure out a way where I could comfortably ride a dick, because my issue is that I have a hard time sitting completely in between my legs. All the way down to the floor, like, enough that the toy can go really far. Granted, the toy I was using that first time wasn't that big of a toy, and the one that I'm going to be using now is, it's a lot longer. So that should help me there. And I also, this is so weird, I guess we all have to do what we have to do to fuck ourselves, right? But I have a plastic, like, storage tote that I think is gonna be sturdy enough for me to bounce on. I hope it is. But it should work out. Gives me a little bit extra height, so I don't have to bend down as far to sit on it. So we'll see how that goes, but before I can just go and bounce on the toy, I have to get myself ready first. I can't just fucking go at it. I mean, I could, but it'd probably hurt. So we're gonna get the lube out first here real quick. And just, it's cold. Just rub it on my clit, up and down my slit, on my lips, and push it in just ever so slightly into to fill me up. I don't know if you just heard that motorcycle, but if you did, I apologize. I'm a giggly bitch when I'm tired. Oh. Even when I'm horny, it doesn't matter. If I'm tired and horny, I'm still gonna giggle. Sticking my middle and my ring finger. Just slowly pumping them in and out of me. Pushing the lube deeper and deeper. I know a lot of people tend to use their index and their middle finger, but I find this to be a lot more comfortable fingering yourself wise. This is before I had toys. This is how I would come. I would use, well, right now I'm using my right hand, but normally I would use my left hand, use my middle and ring finger to fuck myself, and using my right hand, use either just my middle finger or my middle and ring finger to fucking rub at my clit. Those two things in tandem, fuck. I will say though, when I come with just my clit, the buildup is a lot of times better than when I'm fucking myself, no matter what I'm fucking myself with. It's a slower buildup for me. I don't come as fast with just my clit. But oh my god, the orgasms I have when I do. Fuck. For some odd reason, those always feel the best. Maybe it's because I don't have to use my other hand to focus on on my pussy, but I don't know. I think too, when I just rub at my clit, I'll use my left hand to pull back the hood so I can just focus right on it. And god, fuck, it feels good. Speaking of, I kind of want to do that right now instead of fingering myself. Because rubbing my clit right now is what's going to get me open. Get me open and ready to ride my toy. Hopefully, to orgasm. I guess we'll see. It'll be fun regardless. Rubbing my clit. I always... Is this too much information? I don't know. Is there such a thing in anymore in terms of how I masturbate? I don't know. Cold. Fuck, that's cold. I always rub my fingers. Depending on what I'm feeling like, clockwise, always, maybe the occasional up and down, but if you go counterclockwise, oof, like I am right now, my legs just instinctively just went to close over my hand, like, don't, I just don't like that. That was something for younger me to learn. I haven't mentioned it yet, but I only really figured out how to come about 5 or 6 years ago. So not that long. Which, to those of you with dicks, are probably blown away by that. Those of you who do not, maybe not so much. But fuck, finding out just what my clit liked and didn't like took a lot of experimenting, a lot of porn, and ironically enough, the very first time I came, it was to a GWA audio. I'm not gonna say who it was. They don't make content on here anymore. They haven't been around, at least with that username, for quite a few years now. But I had, even just thinking about it, I will say it's a he, would, his earlier content, he was very, very M-subby, and his moans were just fucking delicious. Fuck, he'd get so high-pitched and desperate, and fuck. And when he'd come, it was, like, primal, almost, I guess. I don't know. But fuck, he sounded amazing, and I love when men are subby. The types of moans that come out of men when they're more submissive is just divine. I've never been into growling, or while I like the sound of deeper voices, I don't find them arousing per se. But I don't want to say more feminine voices, but just a little bit higher pitched, and especially as they get closer and closer to coming, when their voice just gets that little bit higher and more desperate. Fuck, that is what I love. Just thinking about it, fuck. But I also love when those types of voices also get dominant, too. Hearing it go deeper instead of higher is equally attractive to me. I've never been really all that attracted to super masculine men. But, more gender neutral, I guess. Not the typical muscular, deep, growly. I like the opposite of that. I always have. For a second, just on my clit. Make sure I open up. You guys haven't heard me use this toy yet, now that I think about it. I usually favor my glass one. I don't know, there's something just about that glass. Fuck. When it hits all the way at the end in my A spot. Not only that, but there's that little twinge of pain if I hit too hard, too fast, and fuck, does that feel good. I didn't know I liked pain like that, but oh my god, it just mixes with the pleasure and makes it all the more satisfying when I come. Another thing I learned, I like more than I originally thought, is playing with my nipples. They're not super sensitive, but when I rub my clit and then rub one of my nipples at the same time, that does feel good. More than it used to, but now I actually really enjoy it. I was just thinking, Oh, if I could have a mouth right now on either my nipples or my clit, where would I want it? And the obvious answer is on my clit. Fuck. I've never been eaten out before, and I desperately want to know what that feels like. To be sucked on, and the tongue and the hot breath and the moans coming from in between my legs. I want to hear them from down there. I think I'm getting ready to go ahead and ride the toy. I'm gonna pause this for just a sec while I get the toy set up. Be right back.
Alright, this is either gonna go really good or really bad. So I've got the dildo suction cupped onto the plastic tote, hoping that it stays there. And I'm just gonna get out my lube and start lubing up the toy. Oh, that was my ankle. Yeah, that was one of my concerns. So I am just gonna lube up this dildo. Make sure it's nice and wet. There we go. Then any excess lube is going on and in me. Actually, I might hat. Sorry if that scared you. Scared me. When your hands are lubed up, trying to grab a bottle of lube to get more lube doesn't really work. Okay, just push some of the lube in me more. Make sure I'm nice and lubed up. Wipe off my hands a little bit here because they're covered in lube right now. Okay. I'm on my bedroom floor doing this, by the way. I figured it'd be the easiest. Okay, wish me luck. I don't know if I'm coming on the toy, but I'd like to. I don't think I'm gonna be able to come, though, just with the toy. I'm gonna have to touch my clit, too. Okay. I'm just gonna tip in. God, I haven't even sank down yet, and I'm already like a little apprehensive to do it. came out. I'm sorry if you hear my bones crack. Apparently, I'm getting too old for this. It does not bode well. Wait. Oh, okay. Just trying to. I'll rearrange my legs here. Okay. I'm like, let me feel. Like maybe a third of the way down the toy. Not very far. Come on, girly. You can sit on the rest of it. Okay. Okay. Fuck. Alright, we are in, ladies and gentlemen. And others. Oh, God. Okay. I need to reset my legs. This would be easier on an actual person. Luckily, I have my bed next to me for leverage, too, but. Okay.
I haven't moved yet. All right, you can do it, girly. Just thrusting. Trying. My hips onto the toy. I'm trying to get a feel for it. I'm a noob. I'm not great at this. Maybe that's endearing. I hope it's endearing. I hope my fumbling is at least, I don't want to say cute. I'm sorry if you hear the toe. At least you know what that noise is. I wasn't gonna say what it was originally, but I'm like, I probably should, because it's probably gonna make noise. It in me though too feels good. I'm feeling so full. Fuck. I can't describe what that feels like. I'm gonna reset my legs a little bit here. I have an idea. And the toy fell off the box. Wonderful. Was the suction cup? Oh, lordy. Okay. We're back in. I'm trying to reset my legs. Oh, this is the worst. Closer so you can hear me riding this toy. Fuck. Popped out. Ow. I need to stand up. My knees. God. Okay. Back in. When I said I'm starting to like the pain with the pleasure, this is not what I had in mind. Feels good. Oh. this, but it does feel good. But either the toy tries to unsuction itself, or the tote tries to slide across the floor as I'm trying to buck onto it. Not helpful. But it does feel good when I get it right. Like, oh. Oh, like that. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 I've never come yet. At least not yet. Oh, just by fucking myself with a toy, but... Oh. Oh, God. Mm. Part of me feels like I could... But it's not gonna happen tonight. Unfortunately. But. Fuck, could I torture myself with this for like hours? Oh. Yeah. I could. I don't think any guy I'd be riding would appreciate that. Fucking piss dick, fucking raw. But it would feel good. And as I say that, the toy unsuctioned again. Okay, I think that is a sign that I'm not coming this way. So let me get back on the bed, and we're gonna do this the old-fashioned way. Be right back. Again. Boo. Yeah, I'm sure I scared you there. Oh, I just looked at how long this is getting. I mean, this is not long in terms of, like, some audios I've seen, but for you men out there listening, you're probably already came already. Which, if you did, I'm glad. If you haven't, and you've been good, and waited for me, then even better. You get the gold star for the day. Oh, just, fuck. Just, re-lubed up the dildo and rubbing it up and down my clit and off over my lips. Oh, I'm gonna push it again. Oh, I just, at this point, just want to come. Oh, I don't even want the build-up right now. Just, fuck. Just want to come all over this fucking toy. Okay. Right hand on the clit, left hand holding the toy. I'm gonna push it back in. Like the size of this one. My only complaint with this dildo is the veins that they have molded on with the silicone. There's not much resistance to them, and I'm not the biggest fan of the feeling of the texture going in and out. Oddly enough, I know some people are into that, but I prefer it when it's a little bit smoother, so when it hits the end of me, that's where I feel that sharpness, I guess you could say. That little bit of pain. But we're not using the glass toy. I basically just described that is what I wanted. But we're using the silicone one tonight. And I just found my ace bat. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 getting close though already. I mean, I was just fucking humping this toy. But no cigar yet. Oh, fuck. Maybe I do want to take more time more than I thought. Oh, build it up. Oh, keep denying it until just the right moment when I come all over it. I can feel that. Fuck. God. It always amazes me how warm the toy is coming out of me. Be it silicone or glass. Fuck. Geese, shut the fuck up. My mortal enemy, recording the fucking geese. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Hey, you fuckers, get out of here. Oh no. Run out the door, just streak butt ass naked with a dildo in my hands, just swinging it at the geese to get them out of here. Oh, God. Oh, when I get giggly like this, that's how you know I had a good orgasm. Ah, oh, that flood of dopamine. And all those other wonderful, wonderful chemicals swimming around in my head right now. Fuck. Oh, it's like a drug. Oh, one that I will gladly partake in over and over and over. It almost doesn't cost me anything. Bonus. Alright. Oh, I'm gonna let you beautiful people go before I make more of a fool of myself. Oh, and trust me, that's really easy for me to do. Oh. But I hope you all enjoyed. And I once again thank you for playing with me. And with that, my beautiful, beautiful people of GWA. Wait, no, that sucked. Good night.